The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, reporter Jessica Woodlock, who is with me now, having visited one of these schools that reopened their doors today. Jessica, where did you go?
Hi, Kieran. So I went along this morning to the junior infant class in Ballapoosta National School in County Louth. They have 25 children starting in their junior infant class this year, as well as children starting in one of their two special autism classes. I spoke with some of the teachers, parents and caregivers as they dropped their children off to school for the very first time.
Today went well, so hopefully tomorrow will be the same. He's ready. He's a tired child, so yeah, he's excited to get here and get with his brother and sister, so hopefully it'll all go well. So a little bit emotional, but looking forward to him just getting into junior things and getting on, so yeah, he's ready for it, so yeah, it'll do him great. So.
So we dropped off Ollie. Yeah, Ollie Lynch is his name. So he's first day at school. He's all excited, took it in the stride. So we're happy with that. Big difference watching him grow up. You know, we can see now we have pictures from when he started creche to the first year, the second year, now the third year. It's so different. So yeah, we're delighted. Very happy.
So what's the first day of school like for you as the teacher of the junior infant class here in Ballapoosta?
It is very busy, noisy, but super exciting. It's the first day that the children will spend in their life at school and the school experience, so it has to be a positive one, a happy one, a bright one, and full of fun.
We dropped off Harry. He's the baby in the house, so I was a little bit nervous, but more so the last couple of days. This morning I feel fine, and I'm just glad that he seems to go in no bother and he's happy, so yeah.
And it's an emotional day, the baby of the house finally off to school.
Oh yeah, definitely. I didn't think I would be as emotional about it as I am.
Dropped our youngest Noah off today in the special needs, specially built area here in Ballapoosta, and it's fabulous, absolutely fabulous. So an emotional morning, dropping him down, but he actually cried because we had to wait 5 or 10 minutes because he wanted to go in. He had the pre-introduction during the summer, and he absolutely adored it, Walked away from us after 1 or 2 days and didn't even turn around to say goodbye. So it's been a revelation for us and him as well. It's been absolutely brilliant. It's emotional. But we had that introduction, once again, they facilitated during the summer, a couple of weeks there, so that he could get introduced to teachers, his environment as well. So they think of everything. It takes a lot of the pain out of the very first day coming in as well. A lot of people have horror stories when it comes to special needs, and we have other stories for another time. Today is a happy morning, and as special needs goes, this school is looking after us.
That's lovely. That's lovely to hear. And it's great to hear all the excitement and the nerves and everything. Oh, God, I remember it. And it'll fly for all those parents listening. It'll absolutely fly. Our eldest started 5th class today. And it only seems like yesterday he was there, junior infants. We were the first few. And they're marking something else, though, this particular group, Jess, which is that these are COVID babies, aren't they?
That's right. So the majority of children across the country who are entering junior infants would have been born in 2020. So as we all know, it was when the COVID-19 pandemic hit the country and these children were born in lockdown and would have faced heavy restrictions in the early years of their lives. So to understand the significance of this, I spoke with Dr. Elaine McCarthy, a senior educational and child psychologist. And she told me that it's vital that children who have spent these early years in the pandemic get extra understanding, empathy and care when they're making this transition to primary school.
I think it's very important to note that all of these children born during this time period would have had a very different early childhood experience, even down to, you know, parents being separated when children were born in the hospitals. So those very, very early days would have had some very significant changes in the first instance. And there's been a little bit of research that has come out in the Irish context since December 2024, which has looked at the impact of those early months being spent in the pandemic lockdowns and the impact this has had on children starting in primary school and junior infants. And I guess we've noted that maybe children have higher levels of anxiety, particularly separation anxiety from parents. Teachers are reporting that these children are starting with less well-developed emotional regulation skills. And there have been some challenges as well in terms of developmental milestones, things such as motor skills, language skills and socialization, down to things like opening a lunchbox or unzipping a coat. So when children are then transitioning into junior infants, there's a certain expectation that children will have attained a number of these types of independent skills before they begin.
So that was Elaine McCarthy, the psychologist. What can you tell us more about these studies she mentioned?
Yeah, so some research was carried out last year by Mary Immaculate College, and there was a lot of findings from it. So 81% of teachers reported more behavioural issues, more separation anxiety and difficulties with things like personal care. And the report found that these children were in some ways less ready, I suppose, than other children before them to actually start junior infants. And this is something parents obviously would think about. You mentioned yourself, Kieran, your own kids. And people wonder, is my child ready for big school? And when I went along to Ballapoosta today, the kids were straight in playing and colouring and making friends. But of course, it's not always the case. So I went to Treehouse Preschool in Kiltiernan in Dublin to speak with its owner, Elaine Dunn. And I asked her if she's noticed a difference in children who were born during the pandemic.
So what we did notice was a lot of anxiety in the children because they were moving somewhere else, which is something we'd never noticed before, you know, to the depth that we've noticed this year and last year as well.
And when, you know, parents come to you and they want to have that conversation, you know, is my child ready to go to junior infants? What do you talk about with them and what are some of the differences that these sort of COVID babies maybe have or concerns you'd have around it?
Okay, so normally when children are going to start transitioning from January to June to be, you know, get prepared to go into junior infants, we would have a conversation with the parents in December. And if we see any signs of difficulties, that's when we would have that conversation. Before COVID, you probably would have had that conversation maybe with one, possibly two parents in a year. But for the COVID babies, there was a lot more parents that we had to bring in and have conversations. And we had to get the parents to also do a lot of work at home with the child in order for us to ensure that they were going to go into the transition nicely into the school. You know, these children, they have a little bit of trauma because they didn't have the same start in early into, you know, in early years that other children had because they were at home for nearly 2 years.
Has there been children that maybe would have gone into junior infants last year or this year, but in your opinion, because of COVID, that might have been delayed a year because of the restrictions that was involved?
Yeah, like there were children that should have gone in and it was delayed. And one of the things we noticed as well with some of the children so is that noise levels, they couldn't cope with their noise in the room, and some children we would have to give them ear defenders to cope, which is something we've never ever had to do and we haven't done since. It was just normally the COVID children that they were really, 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 really struggling with the noise, because obviously when you're at home there's no noise, there's not a lot going on.
So that was Elaine Dunn of Treehouse Montessori and the Federation of Early Childhood Providers. When you were at the National School at Ballapoosta, Jess, I wondered, did you get a sense, you know, some schools won't be back, actually, we should say, I know, until tomorrow, maybe, or Friday. They wonder why we're talking about this. But lots are back today. Mine were back today. And when we turned the corner, there was a big crowd outside and it was all the parents of just the junior infants. The rest of us were just like shoving them out of the car. Go, get lost. We'll see you at 3 o'clock. But kind of an emotional day for all of those parents of the junior infants, particularly if it's their eldest going to junior infants. And I wonder, did you get a sense of that? Not just of the enormity of that day as well, but maybe they were reflecting on the fact that, yes, 5 years ago, they had this newborn baby and they were dealing with restrictions and uncertainty and COVID and all of that.
Yeah, I definitely did, Kieran. And what a lot of parents told me was that time that they did eventually get to spend in preschool or creche was so, so important for their children. And I saw it myself this morning. Many of them were going over and hugging their friends that they had made before they'd gotten even into the classroom. So it's obviously a big day for anyone, but I think given, as you mentioned, these COVID babies were born in lockdown and restrictions, I think for a lot of parents around the country today and over the next few days, it probably will be a bit more emotional than usual.
Well, it's actually Maureen's birthday today, so it's actually an even bigger day, isn't it, Maureen? She's 5 today. She's the baby of our house, so it's the last one to start in primary school. So it's all exciting. Very exciting morning.
So 5 today, so 5 years ago she would have been born in the middle of lockdown, yes, and COVID. So what's it like to be at this moment now?
It's exciting. Surreal that we're actually getting her to school, into a classroom.
She's been looking forward to it.
She's been very looking forward to it, yeah.
So I've dropped off Hunter. We were pretty excited. And he seems happy enough now, getting to know his new classmates. And he has a little cousin, Neela. He did do 3 years in daycare. So I think it really prepped him for today. And actually, one of the other little girls that's in his class, myself and her, had both our kids on the same day. So, we thought that day would never come. Well, we thought it was ages away, and it just came up so quick. So it's good for them now. He seems pretty ready and excited.
We dropped off Rachel. She is our third child, our youngest. It's a full circle moment. We both went to school here, so it's lovely to be dropping her off as well. I'm a teacher myself, and I thought I'd be a little bit more okay with it than I am. It's a big milestone, but it's the start of a big adventure. So.
And the majority of the kids here would have been born during COVID, during lockdown restrictions. So what's it like to get to this point now when the first few years were that bit more uncertain?
Yeah, it's great for them because they missed out on a lot of, you know, mammy and baby classes or any of those things. They didn't do any of those things with Rachel. No mammy and baby yoga or baby swimming because it just wasn't happening at the time. So for them to get through preschool and to get to this stage without any interruptions is brilliant. And it's really good for them to be able to mix with other children and to just get used to going out and about and everything like that. So she's here by herself now for a minute, but I think she'll settle in with the others. But she likes to get her own bearings before she makes a final decision.
She's trying to judge the friends she'll have now for the next 8 years.
I know, and it's so hard to believe that, you know, they'll be all making their confirmation together in sixth class, or that they'll be going off to secondary school and that they'll hopefully still be friends. So yeah, it's the start of a really a long journey, but a good journey.
Yeah, listen, a big adventure, as she said, and more power to all of them. Jessica Woodlock, thank you very, very much for that.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.